Phillies were maybe a couple hits away with some guys on base there in the middle innings, and that's really kind of get back into it.
Stephen, you've known me for 4 years, and now we're going to go forward. And we went forward and brought Trey in. Trey got us out of the game. We went to, you know, our guys, because they got a lot of confidence in our offense. Like I said, Mars kept us off balance, but at the end of the day, we brought the time runs to the plate in the, you know, ninth inning. Our guys competed their butts off the entire night. And look, I can let my head down every single night when I have these guys competing every single pitch. And win or lose when they play like that. They're not perfect. They didn't play perfect tonight, but they competed their butts off, and that's all I can ask.
You've prayed for support that you've gotten all throughout the season. To see those fans stick around beyond midnight like that, what was your thought?
Yeah, it's awesome. Look, you know, I know that they stayed out late tonight, but we need them tomorrow. You know, we need them at 2 o'clock. We need them to be loud. We need them to be behind us because, look, our guys expended a lot of energy tonight, but they will have to turn around quickly tomorrow and be ready to go at 2 o'clock.
Any special secrets to winning a doubleheader on a Sunday?
Can't win a doubleheader at 2 o'clock. Got to win the first pitch, and that's what our secret's got to be, is we got to go out there and play our best baseball at 2 o'clock. And look, just lay it all on the line. And if you're thinking about trying to have to play 2 games tomorrow at 2 o'clock, you can get beat the first game. So our focus will be to go out there and be ready to go at 2 o'clock and play UNC Wilmington and put our best foot forward like we have done a lot this year. And if we do that, then the wins and losses will take care of itself.
Is it going to be Agnos tomorrow, too?
It's going to be Jake Agnos at 2 o'clock.
Has home team been determined for that game?
Oh, yeah. Hey, number one seed get beat visitors a lot. So we're a visitor. So
okay.
NCAA makes sure that, hey, we got that everybody gets equal opportunity. That's impressive.
I know there's history between these two teams, obviously, what happened in 09.
We have to worry about UNC Wilmington. We're not playing South Carolina tomorrow at 2 o'clock, so we have to worry about UNC Wilmington, and we'll be ready for those guys at 2.
I was just going to ask if you personally and some of your other stops have been in a situation where you've been on a team where they've kind of fallen in the loser bracket and been able to fight through it, or do you have any kind of, I don't know, history or recollection with it?
We went down to Louisiana Lafayette in 14 and lost the first game of the Super Regional, and then went to Omaha at Ole Miss. So, I mean, you know, Ole Miss hadn't been in 42 years, so that was kind of cool. You know, we started out, I don't know, 6-12-1 in the SEC in 2008 when I was at LSU, and then won 23 in a row, so that was kind of cool as well. So, look, I love our guys, and I love coaching our guys. And if I had to go to battle with one team tomorrow, I'm going to go to battle with those guys, and we'll be ready to go tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Can you walk us through the hours between 4 o'clock to first pitch, what you were doing, managing the guys, the information?
You just got to let them hang out. I mean, it's baseball. You know, South Carolina had to do the same thing. So, you know, nobody had an advantage. Nobody had a disadvantage. We had to sit here and wait and, you know, watch the weather delay, watch UNC Wilmington and Ohio State, you know, play an extra innings and another rain delay. I mean, just have to, that's baseball. You know, we don't have the luxury to play inside the gym or something like that where it's, you know, climate control.
One more question, if any. Coach?